Went for a deep pull here, hey? Just kind of, let's see what...
we were talking about...
Let's see what he's doing. We didn't tee it up. Robin Regeer.
Morning, guys.
What's going on?
Well, pretty exciting getting my morning workout in and played my first beer league hockey game last night.
I heard you're out hacking it up last night.
I was. I didn't know I had to wear a visor in the league, though, so I had to borrow a helmet with a visor on.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah.
CSA approved. Gotta have
to wear a visor.
Insurance, buddy.
Since when?
Yeah, I know. It was
you might
it
as well
different,
go full.
That's for sure.
So it's...
were you good? Like, did you do some comparison of yourself to the other players on the ice? Do you think you still...
You know, Red, I watched a video of myself this morning, and I was thoroughly disappointed with my performance.
hence, you're at the gym at 7:20, and I've texted him. I said, hey, are you up? Oh, yeah, I'm at the gym. I'm like, well, that's what I'd be doing. That's where I was my first year retirement, 7 o'clock in the morning.
I got to quickly sneak a workout in before doing some other stuff today, so this is the only time to do it.
Yeah, so is this something that's going to be a regular staple, the early morning workouts, or is it going to be, maybe skip a day?
No, I've been working out pretty early since the summer. I was helping out my brother who still plays pro over in Europe, and I just got into the routine, and it's one that it's nice to just to get up and get after it in the morning and feel a little bit better throughout the day.
Well, Rhett's talked a lot about it on this show, dealing with life after hockey. You're just getting your first taste. Can you describe it? How it's going, how you're feeling and everything not being at a camp?
Well, talking to Rhett and some other players that are retired from the game, you know, they mentioned that it was probably good to just take some time away from the NHL and not get involved in something right away. So that's kind of what I've been doing, and I've really been focusing on getting a chance to do more activities that I was restricted before. So, you know, for example, in the summer when I was helping work out with my brother, I was also doing a lot of water skiing and spending time with kids and cousins and things like that, and it was fun. It's a lot more relaxing than it was before when you're on a pretty strict schedule. And now that we're back here in Calgary full time, kids are in school and activities. I'm doing a lot of running them around, but also trying to do a little bit of work as well with a company with a partner of mine, Doyle Townsend. We have an oil field rental company, so there's a few things here and there, and it's been fun so far, but it's very different because you're not on that rigorous schedule and program, and you're not having coaches yell at you and tell you where to be and how to look and all that kind of stuff. So it's quite different that way.
How's the body feeling compared?
Well, that's the reason I'm still working out. Like, my knees are pretty sore, especially my left knee that I hurt back in the playoffs a couple of years ago. That one's been really bugging me. So I just think, there's been a lot of abuse there, not just with hockey, but with the car crash that I was involved with before my NHL career even started. And, you know, the doctors told me right off the bat, they said, you know, with the trauma that's gone on there, you're probably going to have arthritis and things like that happen a lot sooner than they would have. And that's why I'm trying to keep moving and stay active. So try to prolong and keep that away as much as possible.
You don't want to sign up two for one. I'll get a shoulder, you'll get a knee.
Well, I've already talked to a friend of mine, Malcolm Adams here. He's going in for shoulder surgery November 2nd, and he's got a good left knee. So we've been trying to do some horse trading, but it just hasn't worked so far.
You know what? Some people may not they'll remember maybe about the car crash, but like you say, the extent of it. And I've talked to Red, the people maybe don't appreciate how serious that was. And I mean, hockey was a backseat. Can you kind of just, I guess, get into some kind of detail and let people know the extent of the injuries?
Yeah, well, I suffered two fractured tibia, and I still have two screws in my left tibia that probably will be there for the remainder of my life. And also suffered some ligament damage and things like that in the knees. So that, you know, it was just it was a time where it was quite scary for a while for me, because I'd been working at a goal of making the NHL, and a lot of people thought that wasn't attainable anymore. And, you know, for me, the focus was, you know, as it usually is with a pro athlete, is to make small steps to get to the ultimate goal. So the probably the most difficult thing though was, a couple things. First of all, the severity of the crash, and that, you know, two young people, lost their lives, you know, unfortunately made poor decisions and lost their lives because of it. And, the next one was for me, which pales in comparison, was just to have to really start from almost ground zero again. And that, you know, when you lay around for a couple weeks and not able to do anything, your muscles atrophy, quite quickly. And, you have a lot of work to get back to where you were before. So, you know, psychologically it was tough to see, you know, going from when I was in really good shape to then being pretty much a big bowl of jello in a hospital bed to having to work my way up to being in good shape again.
I was going to ask you about that, because I think now in 2015, we're more aware and conscious of dealing with, like you say, the emotional side, but post-traumatic stress. I mean, I can only imagine what kind of things you were going through mentally at the time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough time. I remember I had some I struggled a little bit with some sleep, and in that, you know, I saw the vehicle cross over the center line sometimes at night and hit us again and things like that. So that wasn't that wasn't something that was very enjoyable, and I hadn't really dealt with anything like that. Also the severity of the crash too. You know, all eight people in the crash were 18 to 21 years old, and alcohol was a factor in the crash. So it was very sad that you had all these young people in this very serious crash, and, you know, two people lost their lives because of it. So it was a very very serious time and very emotional time. But there was also some really great things that happened out of that too. In that, you know, I think the first of all for me personally is the realization that how lucky I was to even have an opportunity to work my way back into getting a shot to play in the NHL. So it almost, you know, makes you realize as a young 18, 19 year old, which I don't think a lot of players go through something like that. I realize, hey, listen, this could be it. This is my shot, and I really wanted to take advantage of it that way. And then also the really great thing that happened was support from everyone that, you know, from the hockey community, from the community in Saskatchewan there in Rostron, where I grew up, all over the place, family and friends, stuff. People were showing up at the hospital all the time. There were so many, this tells you how long ago it was. You know, people were still sending faxes, and they jammed up the fax machine at the RUH there a couple times with all the faxes that were sent from all over, just get well wishes and things like that. So it was really amazing, the outpouring of support that came with a tough time.
How long were you hospitalized?
I think I was in there around 10 to 12 days. They made me use crutches. If I had the ability to use crutches, then I could go home. My family, there's a lot of nurses in my family. My mom and my older brother and my sister are all nurses. So they were able to, once I got home, they were able to give me some unbelievable care at home. But I needed to be able to use those crutches in order to get out of there. And it took me a few days of work at it, but I was able to do that. And then I got some grade A home care.
Yeah, I bet. It's an emotional time for anyone. Robin Regeer, our guest here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. First NHL game, emotional for everybody. I would guess for you, having all that said, what was it like stepping on the ice and being on in your first ever game?
Yeah, it was really exciting. You know, I can still remember most of the day. You know, it was in Ottawa. We were on the road, and you know, I got called up and went to the pregame skate, and actually was getting skated with the extra guys at the end of practice. And Brian Sutter came over to me, and he's like, "You ready to play, kid?" And well, you know, what do you say to that? Of course, you know, and so he's like, "All right, you're in." And you know, the only negative of the situation was it happened so quickly that we played that night that I wasn't able to organize getting my parents there to share in the first game and the experience and that. But they were lucky in that they got to Calgary a few days after that and were able to watch the first game there. I just remember the speed and the excitement of playing and it was just a lot of fun. So, and it was for 15 years.
I remember my first NHL game was an afternoon game, same sort of scenario. You don't get your parents there. It was in New Jersey, whatever. But back in the day, no TV. Like, you know, nowadays you don't even think, like, if there's a game being played and you want to watch it, you can watch it. But my folks never even saw my first game. Did your parents get it on the tube at least?
I think they saw it because it was in Ottawa. I believe they did. I'm not 100% sure on that, but yeah, now with streaming and things like that too, they're watching my brother who's playing over in Munich and things like that. They can catch some of his games and stuff. So yeah, way more opportunity to keep up now than back then. That's for sure.
We've talked about, you know, what it's like going through retirement, just sitting around the lake, you and I having a chat. You feeling comfortable though with what you're going to do for the next phase of life?
I think so. Like, and I don't know if comfortable is the right word. It's so different. Like the schedule and the rigors and things like that are so different, rather than, you know, really putting your body on the line every day and having to push your body. You know, there's other things that I'm hoping to use a little bit more and kind of let the body heal and stay in shape. But, you know, trying to recuperate a little bit that way. So it's going to be extremely, extremely different. There's going to be new challenges. And it is like, I'd say, you know, it's a little bit scary too, in that, you know, I played hockey and was focused on hockey for so long, for so many years, that now that I'm going to take a break away from it and see if there's a pull back to it and go in another direction, it's a little bit scary that way, because it's something different. But with that comes some really great excitement and some nervous energy, and it's fun to do something different too. So that's kind of the way I'm feeling right now. And you know, I think it's going to change. I think I will miss the game a little bit later on, maybe in December, January, when, you know, it's cold outside and snow and you're watching hockey every night on TV. I think that's when it's going to sink in a little bit. But I know that my body, I pushed it as hard as I could, and it was just time to move on.
Robin Regier, our guest here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. You finish your career in Calgary, and then Warner convinces you to go to Buffalo. So that's some real solid advice. But you know what? You get your Stanley Cup and you get your 1,000 games. Those are two really amazing milestones for anybody, let alone, like you say, the injury and then the wear and tear you took on your body. How, you know, like you say, quiet time at the lake when you're kind of sitting back, how amazing is it to you that you were able to carve out the career you did, plus find the way to get to those 1,000 games, playing the way you did, plus pretty much capping it with a Stanley Cup win?
Yeah, well, you do reflect a lot more on the entire career when you are done playing. And, you know, I really enjoyed my 11 years here in Calgary, but, you know, kind of saw a team at the time that was getting older our chance of winning was slowly declining every year. So I'm really happy that we actually had the opportunity to go to Buffalo when we did, because if I wouldn't have taken that opportunity then, I don't think I would have ever. And so, you know, what happens though is when you look back on it, getting traded out to the Eastern Conference, which was completely for me, it was like having to go back to school, you know, studying different tendencies of players and that you only faced once or twice a year, was very, very difficult compared to playing in the West, where I knew everyone and pretty much knew all their tendencies. But getting a chance to go out there really, and if you look at the big picture, allowed me to get a chance to be traded back to the Western Conference and the LA Kings, where eventually I had a chance to win, because as lots of people know, teams don't like to trade within their own division, even their own conference. So they'll send players out of it. So in the big picture, going to Buffalo was actually a very positive thing for me. We enjoyed being there, and you know, the travel's easy out in the east there. Rhett knows that. You're back on Chippewa Street at 12:30, 1 o'clock pretty much every night. So it was good, and the hockey was very different. Like the environment was different, being down in the U.S. and then, you know, eventually being down in L.A. where there's so many other things going on. Hockey's not number one, so you can get away from the game as soon as you leave the rink and that. So it was really enjoyable and a lot of different experiences.
Well, Reg, go get your workout in. I know you probably got a few extra pounds that you got to sweat off, not like the rest of us. But we appreciate you taking some time. We'd love to have you come into studio one day, too, and talk some more about all of the amazing things you did. I think everyone in Calgary is pretty proud to have you played for the team, and I'm proud to have called you a teammate. So we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. I'm on the retirement program, so that's pretty much all upper body right now.
Nice, good stuff. Thanks, Robin.
All right.
There you go. Robin Regeer.